but a number of those gifts of the Spirit. And there's a unity in these gifts. They're unique and different. We all have different gifts. I mean, there's overlap, of course, because some people have the same gift, but there's different gifts. And yet, the source of the gifts are all the same. It comes from the Spirit, the third person of the triune God, who generously gives these gifts so that we can bless each other and build up the church. As Paul says in verse 7, the gifts of the Spirit are given for the common good. That is, followers of Christ are given spiritual gifts to bless others and build up the church. And we're not going to go and explore all of the different gifts today, but you can see them listed in verses 7 to 10. And it is a helpful study to just to kind of unpack them a little bit and discern, okay, what is actually my spiritual gift? If you'd like to learn, if you don't know your spiritual gift, if you'd like to learn more about that, please talk to me or one of the elders of this church or at your home church. And because it's really worth exploring what is my spiritual gift so that I can actually use that gift effectively to bless others and build up the body of Christ. In fact, every other year or so, this church does a spiritual gifts workshop, which is a helpful way to discern your gift. And if you'd like that, we can do it again. In fact, we'd love to do that again sometime and help you discern your spiritual gift. I also suggest looking at Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament, because some other gifts are listed. And as you read these two passages, and as you reflect on them yourself and talk to someone who knows you well, you will likely discern what is your spiritual gift. And so then you can then start to use it intentionally to bless others and build up the church. But my aim today is not so much to discern your gift as much as to help you think about why we receive spiritual gifts and what is their purpose. And Paul is very clear in this passage. The spiritual gifts are given for the common good. If Jesus is your Lord, the Holy Spirit gives you a gift so you can bless others and build up the church. The gifts are not for yourself. They are for the good of the church. And I think it's important that we understand that. Now, I thought of this too on Friday. We quickly zoomed home to southern Alberta to help my wife's family brand their calves. I won't show you any pictures in case any of you get offended by branding. But as I was amazed once again at the ropers. There's a number of ropers in Joy's area, and you just watch them just take that rope, and they wind up, and they just fling it underneath on the ground right behind a calf, and the calf just steps into it, and they tug it. It's such an art. I was amazed again how watching these ropers use their talent to bring in the calves one by one for what I'll call their protective treatment. You could call it torturing, I guess. I don't think so. It's actually for their good in the end. Now, what I'm also amazed about whenever I go to a branding is to see the community in action. Everyone has a different role. Everyone has a different role to play, and they all play their part well, and the job gets done. And it's beautiful to watch this community in action, okay? Not so different than the church. As we receive our spiritual gifts, as, you know, we say together, we come here on Sunday morning, we say, Jesus is Lord. We worship the risen Lord. And we go out and we declare Jesus as Lord in the world. And part of that declaration is in word, but also in deed, as we use our spiritual gifts to bless others and build up the church. And as we do that, it's like we're all working together for a common cause. And it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. No, there's no greater joy than seeing a church come together for gospel learning and proclamation, gospel application. That's why we hear about hands and feet. That's why we love hands and feet, right? Everyone has a job to do. We get out there and do our job. And we serve the church and community together, and we experience great joy as a result. And anyone who's participated in that ministry knows what I'm talking about. So, as we think about, you know, a community working together, let's say for a branding, this helps us imagine what is supposed to happen in the church. It is a wondrous thing to see people using their gifts and talents to bless their community. How much more wondrous is it to see people using their spiritual gifts to build up the church? There's perhaps no greater joy for a church leader than to see that happening. Now, as we think about the gifts, and as we think about these gifts listed, I was thinking this week, some of you have been given a message of wisdom and knowledge through the Spirit. You are exceptionally wise, perhaps wise for your age even. I know this because I sit on many different committees, teams, and I hear you speak. I hear what you say. And I know that the wisdom comes out, and you willingly use that gift to bless your team, your small group, and your church. It is a wondrous thing to encounter a person with the gift of wisdom and knowledge. Some of you have the gift of prophecy, which is actually, it's really a gift of teaching. You're able to declare God's will to the people in the Sunday school classroom or the small group gathering. It is a wondrous thing to see someone declaring the will of God with love, power, and proper authority. Some of you have the gift of distinguishing between spirits. God has given you an analytical mind, and you love apologetics. You're able to kind of cut through the chase and discern what is true and what is not. It is a wondrous thing to hear someone discern the truth in a world filled with so many voices. And we could go on and on and on. Take a look at the list and see if any of these resonate with your heart. Maybe it's your gift. And how are you using that gift to build up the church and bless others? Because when you do, it is a wondrous thing. It is a wondrous thing. God is honored. The Holy Spirit is kind of given free reign in our church. He's doing his work among us and with us and through us. And the church is blessed, and we're able to fulfill our mission the way God calls us to. But even if you don't know your particular spiritual gift, you can still serve God in the church and community. You're probably already using it in one way, shape, or form. And what I want us to help you think about now is, how are you using your gifts? Some of the Corinthians said, well, this gift is for myself, right? I'm going to use this gift to honor, to glory, to make myself look good, or to be better than others. That's not a proper use of the gifts. The gifts are given for the common good, to bless others and build up the church. So, how are you seeking the good of the church in your ministry? And even are you? Are you seeking the good? Sometimes I think we get caught into doing ministry for ourselves, or we say it's our ministry, it's my ministry. That's not really the right posture in the church. This is our ministry, and I am going to use my spiritual gift that God has given me through the Spirit, with his help, to serve together and bless the church. That's the proper response or posture. And as we do that, as we take that posture, then nobody elevates themselves above anyone else. Nobody feels worthless. We're all moving forward together in the church, in the community, using our spiritual gifts to honor God, to bless others, and build up the church. So as we kind of go full circle and think about the first questions we asked, so has the Spirit left the North American church? Well, maybe there in certain quarters we don't see the Spirit as actively working, or the evidence of the Spirit. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. When's the last time someone spoke in tongues in this church? It's interesting, God seems to give certain spiritual gifts to certain communities that resonate or need them. We also don't see a lot of signs and wonders, although we do pray for healing regularly, and we believe that God is still a God who heals. And sometimes the healing doesn't occur immediately, but it happens over time, and we trust him with that. But as we think about what we've learned today, as we reflect on this passage, we have to say that no, the Spirit has not left the church, nor has he left this church. But the fact is, we could probably be more open to the work of the Spirit, and we could probably be a little more intentional with using the gifts of the Spirit to bless others and build up the church. And so that's the challenge today, to really open up our hearts to God, to the work of the Spirit in our lives. By the way, I find that happens best in two or three ways. One is to worship regularly in the sanctuary. That's always the first step in our Christian life. The second is to spend regular time with God in solitude and silence. Because when you sit before God in front of his word, you listen, and the Spirit takes that word, and he transforms, well, he forms you, maybe even transforms you sometimes, but he forms you spiritually and makes you into the image of Jesus the Son. That's the Spirit's goal. And as you sit with God's word and be quiet and listen and respond to it, you will hear the Spirit speaking to you and moving among you. All right, so that's also the challenge for us today. But thirdly, the challenge is for us to really work together as a church family, to not let anything divide us like what happened to the Corinthian church, but to work together, to together declare Jesus as Lord, to together be open to the gifts of the Spirit and start to use them to bless others and build up the church. And as we do that, we will experience the unity in diversity that God wants for us. And when we do that, we will experience a greater joy and peace and a fellowship. And we will also be more effective in our mission to reach out to this lost world. So brothers and sisters, we can be encouraged today. The Spirit has not left the church. In fact, the Spirit is actively working. But how can we be more open to the work of the Spirit and more responsive? How can we partner with the Holy Spirit now to bless others and build up the church as we use our spiritual gifts that he gives us? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all God's people say, Amen. Let us pray.